We continue our series on immigration reform. A White House report projects that the elimination of immigrant labor in California could cause between $1.73 and $3.12 billion in short-term agricultural production losses. U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack talks about how important ag labor is in California.
This is obviously an extremely important conversation and topic for American agriculture, and there's no more important state to American agriculture than the state of California. Over 81,000 farms in the state of California help make it the number one ag-producing state in the country. The value of products produced in the state of California on an annual basis oftentimes exceeds $33 billion in value. It is a farm economy that is very much dependent upon farm workers, who work extraordinarily hard under very difficult and challenging conditions. 73% of those who work on the farms in the state of California are not citizens of the United States. Many of them are here in an appropriate and documented fashion. Some are not. But the reality is that without comprehensive immigration reform, the delay that has taken place for now over a year since the Senate passed the comprehensive immigration reform has created some uncertainty and instability in American agriculture and in terms of the workforce that serves American agriculture. That Senate bill, had it been passed by the House and then signed by the President, would have started already producing thousands of new job opportunities in the state of California. It's estimated that the Senate bill would produce over a five-year period almost 10,000 additional jobs. It would increase California farm income by almost $500 million.
However, he says it's not just about California production.
This isn't just about domestic production. It, as Manuel has suggested, it's also about the food that is provided around the world, which means exports. And American agricultural exports have been at record levels. Those exports are also threatened without a stable and secure workforce.
I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.